the tour, Simon are involved in the tour. Now the Machaba. Hatzli in Tzorach Meliche, Lifi She'ei She'ev Adam She'voi Me'atzmei. Now, all the Nesikelim say that the psak of the Mechaber is that when you boil meat, you don't have to make hadoche kamais. When you cook meat in Igdeiro, so then you have to make, so it requires meliche, and before the meliche you have to make hadoche kamais, and then after meliche hadoche pasraise. How about tzli, when you boil? So there is a machlekes reshein. Now, actually, you could say that even when you boil meat, you should make the hadoche kamaise before you boil it, even if you don't salt it. Even if you don't salt it. So you should be required to make hadoche. Because some Rishayim in the Smag and the Smag says that the purpose of hadoche kamaise is to wash off the dam behind, the exterior dam. So if you don't wash it off, then melech will have the tendency to be mavliya the exterior dam. So maybe we could argue that even if you boil it, but if you don't rinse the meat, you don't wash off the exterior drops of dam, so that it will be nivla. We could argue that way. And the shite of Rabbi Yehine, the Rashbo, in Teres Abayis mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehine, and the shita of the Ramban is that hadoche is required. Hadoche is required. Why? For the same reason. Because if you don't make hadoche, so then all the exterior dam remains, and that through the fire. Fire can be mavliya the exterior dam. So in other words, just this fire draws out the interior dam, so the fire might be mavliya the exterior dam. But the shite of the Rosh and the Magid Mishneh in Perik Vov Milchas Macholos Asures Halochi Dveis, they say no. Hoish Nure Mishav Shoyim. Eish has the tendency of drawing out, not only drawing out interior dam, but drawing out the exterior dam. So the Mechaber, so all the Nesikelim assume that the Mechaber paskens like the Rosh. The Mechaber paskens like the Rosh, completely. Like the Rosh, the Magid Mishneh, not like Rabbi Yehine, not like the Shita of Rabbi Yehine that the Rashbo in Teres Abayis mentions, and not like the Shita of the Ramban, that's the same Shita, is the Shita of the Ramban. All right. So Meili says, Hatzli nitzorech meliche. He doesn't require meliche, and they assume that Mechaba means, and Meili, no hadoche either. No hadoche either. Lifishoei sheiv adam shebei me'atzmi. Avol im dam acher, not afol hatzli. Achilles, you see from this expression in the Mechaber, you see that the Mechaber paskens like the Rosh in the Magid Mishneh, not like Rabban Yehine and Ramban, because he says, Aval im dam acher not afal atzli, afal eisi dam utzeim ele amrim anshei sheyavei. So if we say that when the Mechaber says atzli in tzorach meliche, he means in tzorach meliche ve in tzorach hadoche kamayse, so then we understand the expression aval, in other words. So you could argue, since you are allowed to be tzele a piece of meat without rinsing off the exterior dam, why? Because dam is mishef shoiv, even the exterior dam. So maybe we should say that if dam is spilled on the surface of the chtichas boso while it's on the broiler, so it should also be muter because nur mishef shoiv, because fire draws out. So he says no. There is a difference. In other words, if it's real dam bien, dam that was spilled on the chtichas boso from a battle, so then this kind of dam bien, so eish does not draw it out, but the dam bien that naturally appears on the exterior of the chtiche, even though some rishonim consider it also as dam bien, but it's not so dam bien like dam that is spilled, like dam that is spilled from a bottle. Because what's the difference between dam plate and dam beer? What's the difference? The difference consists in the viscosity, in the degree of thickness and viscosity of the dam. So in other words, dam plate is necessarily relatively very, very thin. But dam that was spilled, from a bottle, anechtichas basar, is relatively very, very thick and viscous. Now, the dam, the exterior dam on the surface, so is not as thin as the dam that was niflat from the interior, but it's not as thick as dam, as real dam bien. So memele, the Mechaba says, avolim dam acher, even though the exterior dam that naturally, the droplets that naturally appear on the surface of the chatiche, these droplets, so ish draws out, but you cannot go a step further and say that even mamish dam bien that is spilled on the chatiche, so that dam too, the ish can draw out. So he says, "Avo im dam achir not afal atzli afal is dam utzeinen lo yamrinon sheyavei the isem emenu kedei nitil, because that's the aloche milicha asas kedei klipe and tzli asas kedei nitil. Except if it's a dov hashomim fapeya, so then even tzli asas bechol. But we pasken the shach points out, we pasken. I mean, there are more paskens that achshav we treat." Everything like Dova Shomim Fapeya. So Memele, Tzli also would ask, not only Kidinitile, it would be also the whole thing. Alright. Roto, so the Psach of the Mechaber is like the Rosh and the Magid Mishne, not like Rabbi Yehine and the Rambam. Roto Limleach Tzli Ulochle Beloy Hadoche Ois Veilochish Lidam Shalamelech. Now here, when he says Roto Limleach Tzli, he doesn't mean the hadoche kamaisi. He doesn't mean the hadoche kamaisi. True, the Mechaber paskens like the Rosh and the Magid Mishneh that there is no need for hadoche kamaisi in tzli. But that is only in the case where he's not melech. So memele, there is no problem with the dam, the exterior dam being nivla as a result of the melech. But The Ramban and Rabbi Yehine say there is a problem with the exterior dam being nivla through the age. So he passes like the Rosh and the Magid Mishneh. No, nur a mishef shoy. But suppose you are meleach. So then, and if you are meleach, and then you boil it. So then you have even the Mechaber will agree that before you are meleach, you must rinse it, because otherwise the meliche will be mavliya before you reach the stage of tzliya. So when the Mechaber says rotzolim leyach tzli ulochle b'leyadoche, he means rotzolim leyach tzli, so then definitely he has to make adoche kamaise before the meliche, otherwise the meliche will be mavliya the exterior dam. But he doesn't have to make adoche baschais if he wants to cook it in a gdeiro, so then he must make adoche basraise after the melicha to wash off the salt. Otherwise, it will be nivla in the basal. Mashein kein, if he wants to boil it after the melicha, so he can boil it without rinsing it off. Rotzel im leach tzvi uloch li bele adoche, ois, vein loch ish li dam shal ha-melech. Why? Because nure mi ish efshon. But this is what, the shach, several shachs, are trying to point out here in this siman, that the Mechaber, when he says uloch li b'le adoche, he means uloch li b'le adoche basraise, but he doesn't mean uloch li b'le adoche kamaise. That is certainly required if he's meleachet, because otherwise the meleche would be magliya before you reach the stage of tzli. All right, so he's masik on the levush, because the levush, the shach says mistuka, means understood, the Mechaber. All right. V'yeish m'sheimeya, the hanemile, when do we say? So that's the two mentions in the name of the Rashbo. So when do we say that he can that if he's Meleach, the Bosom, and he's Tzeilet, he can be Tzeilet without Adoche Basraise. So that is only Hanemile Kishem Melchei Vitzeleyo Miyat. Avolim Sho Bimilchei HaMelech Belei Avinesa. So then the Melech, if it was Sho Shiomio, so then the Melech is Beleya the Dam, if it's Shoshi Omil. So the Melech is Beleya the Dam, and Bemele it can become Osa. Lifichoch Madiche Yofek Idem Sliye. So in other words, so when that's the tool mentions in the name of the Rashbo. So when does the Mechaber allow us to betale it without Adoche Basraise, if he doesn't let the Chtichas Boso stay in a state of soul for Shiomil. Even though we say that it becomes Osam Yad, but here in this case, in such a case, we say Nurem Mishach Shoiv. Masheinke, if he lets the Bechtichas Boso stay in a state of salt for Shiomil, so then the Melech was Beleya all the time. If it stayed, let's say, 10 minutes, so the Melech was Beleya, a little bit of dam, but not all the dam. So Memele, since there was a relatively small quantity of dam that was Nivla by the Melech, so that small quantity, so the Eish will be Mishav Shoy. But if he allowed the Chtichas Basar to stay in a state of salt, Shiomil, then all the interior dam of the Chtiche was already Nivla by the Melech. So since there is a substantial quantity of dam absorbed by the Melech, so Memele, the fire will not be able to draw it out. Still, Lifichoch, I will show the Milchei Amela Belim, that's Alfich Madiche Yofi Kirim Sli. So the Mechad, the Shach says in Siv Zayin, Lifichoch, Madiche Yofi Kirim Sli. Then he says, Vim lo yidiche kedem tzliye, nichshal de yadoche la'achat tzliye. Now the question arises, Monefshech, if fire cannot, is incapable of drawing out all the dam that was nivla, so Memele, how can it be effective when he rinses it after the tzliye? The answer is no, because the melech itself will not be absorbed by the melech itself. And the whole will not, particles of salt will not be absorbed by the Chtichas Basar, ultimately. Because particles of salt, even minute particles of salt, are too big to be absorbed by the Chtichas Basar. But as a result of the Meliche and Cho Shio Meliche, so the Melech absorbed all the interior dam of the Chtiche. But so it still remained, even after it was Nitzle, it still remained, all the dam is contained within the interior of the Melech. So, and the Melech, so if Tzli could have the effect of absorbing the Melech itself, the Melech, the particles of Melech themselves into the Chtichas Boso, so then it wouldn't be effective to make a Adoche after the Tzli. But the Tzli cannot absorb the particles of Melech. So in spite of the fact that according to the Rashbo Shite, when the Chtichas Basar stayed in the state of Melech, Shiomil, so then we say that the Melech becomes Oseah, because then the Melech absorbed all the dam, all the interior dam, that is Alpidin, dam, all right, but when you wash it off after the Tzli, so you get rid of the Melech that contains all the dam. And we do not say that all the Tzli, so the Chtichas Boso, absorbed the Melech itself. That not, it could happen maybe a few tiny particles of Melech could be absorbed, but that will certainly not give a tam dam in the Chtiche. So there it is muter. But one thing is imperative. If he wasn't Madiach before the Tzliye, so he has to be Madiach la'achar the Tzliye. This is what the Shach says in Siv Zayin. V'im lo yidiche kedem Tzliye, nichshar al dei hadoche la'achar Tzliye. So the Mechaber didn't mention about Hadochek HaMaise, because the Mechaber's Psak is like the Rosh and the Magid Mishnah in Perek Vov Aloch Yidveis. But now the Ramos says, V'yeshemrim ditzli bo Yadochek Tchilo. In other words, we are cheshesh for the Shite of the Ramban and Rabbi Yehine, that even if you're not Miliyah the Boso, so still you have to Madiach Dechtichas Boso, because otherwise, so the Ali the Eish, so just as the Eish will draw out the interior dam, so it might be Mavliyah the exterior dam. In the same way as the smack says, vis-a-vis milich, that if you are meleach without making a dochek amayse, so then it becomes osa, because the same melach that extracts the interior dam can absorb the exterior dam. All right. V'yei sheimrim ditzli bo ya dochek tchil. V'yei sheimrim ditzorir gam kein k'tzas milich etchil. V'aminek la'adich etchil. V'gam limolch k'tzas. Now the Now, so the Nisi Kalim generally assume that when Rashi says that even Tzli requires Melicha Tchilo, but only Melicha Ktsas, not a thorough Melicha, just a superficial Melicha, so he means Mitzad Adin, for the purpose of enabling the Eish to draw out the blood. In other words, so without any Melicha, the Eish cannot do a good job in extracting the dam. But only if a Melich HaKtzas is realized, then it can do a good job in extracting the dam. This is how all the Nesikalim, assume in Rashi and in the Ramon. The Or HaShulchan says that no one requires Mitzad Adin, Meliche. And even the Ramon who passes Rashi Shite, Ktzas Meliche, so that's only because that's only a chumre, because of COVID, alcohol, carbon, chotav, takriv, melach, it's not really obligatory. This is what the Or HaShulchan says. But no one agrees with the Or HaShulchan. The Gro assumes that according to Rashi, so miliche, ktsas miliche is required for the purpose of enabling the dam to draw out the blood. So, but the difference is, for purpose of cooking at Nigdeiro, so you have to make it thorough meliche, not a superficial meliche, and you have to leave it in a state of salt for a shiur meal. But in order to enable the fire to draw out all the dam, it is only necessary to make a superficial meliche, and you don't have to leave it in a state of salt. All right. V'gam limol chiktas, kasha nitchav bishput. So the minig is that even when we boil meat, so first we have to make hadochek amais in order to conform to the shite of Rabbi Yehine and Ramban. And the minig is also to be meleach in order to conform to the shite of Rashi. Gam limol chiktas kasha nitchav bishput v'tzileyu miyad kedem shiyismalei hameler dam. What does it mean? V'tzileyu miyad kedem shiyismalei hameler dam. Because if he's not tzileyu miyad and he waits a shiur meal, so then he has to make hadoch, as the Mechaber said. But if he's tzileyu miyad, then he doesn't have to make hadoch ebas reis. This is what the Ramo means. V'aminik la'adich etchilo v'gam limolchi k'tzas. So first you make hadoch etamayse, then you make a superficial meliche. And it's better to make the meliche when the chtichas boso is already lying on the spit, in order to reduce the time in which it stays in a state of salt to a minimum, and then you're not make adoch bas raise. Kedem shi ismale hamel adam, because if it's already in ismale hamel adam, then we have to be madiachet before we boil, as the Mechaber said. if he's miyat, so then he doesn't have to make a docha basrais. All right, miu imloi hidiche v'loy molchi klal. Suppose he made neither the hadocha kamaise, nor miliche. So it's muta. Why is it muta? But according to the Rabbi Yehine and the Ramban, it's oser. The answer is the mechaber is not even cheshish for the shita of Rabbi Yehine, and the Ramban even chatchil, and he relies on the shita of the Rosh and the Magid Mishneh completely. So the Ramo is cheshish for the shita of the Ramban and Rabbi Yehine, but the Eved he relies on the shita of the Rosh. So he says, "Miu imili lo yidiche v'lo imolche klal." Oy molchei beloy hadochet chilo. Suppose he was meleachet without making the hadoche kamaise v'nitzle kach is muta. Now the second thing. All right. So the first the case. So he mentions two cases, two situations. One situation is where he made neither hadoche kamaise nor meleach. So that's muta. Why is it muta? Because the Eved, even the Ramo, relies on the sheet of the Rosh and Magid Mishneh. The second situation is, we did make Meliche, but he didn't make the Adoche Kamaisi. He didn't make the Adoche Kamaisi. So it's also Muter. Now, how is it? It's also Muter, Alditzli. Now, but we learned in Simen Samachtes, at the very beginning, אם מולח ולא ידיח תחילו, סימן סמכתה סיב בייס, אם מולח ולא ידיח תחילו, איפה דוחק המייסה הוא זמיתת, ידיחנו ואם לכנו שייניס, ויש עשרי. So there are two days. וכן נהגים, אפילו לא נמלח רק מיד, כי דרך שמלכם נצלי, ואפילו לא ישו במלכי שיר מלך. So there are more passages in סימן סמכתה סיב בייס, that if he made a מלך, he made him a liche, and he didn't make the adoche kamaise before he made him a liche. So then it's osa. Even lo yishav b'milch. So how is it that Ramo says here, miyim lo yitichav lo molche klal, o imolche b'lo yadoche tchilo, v'nitz lekach muta, uvilvat shelo yishav karbim lechose, b'lo yado yishiyom lechose. אבל אם שוי כל כך קידם שצולי עושה. So only if שוי it's עושה. But if לא שוי, it's מותר. But the Ramo פסקנט נסימן סמכתס. The Ramo פסקנט נסימן סמכתס. וכן יגין אפילו נמלה, אפילו לא נמלה אחת מיד כדי השמי יכול לצלי. ואפילו לא שוי במלכי שיר. So, apparently, the Ramo distinguishes between cooking it big deiro and cooking it al ditzli. Over here, when the Ramo says v'chei neyagin, afilu lo yinim lachak miyat kedei ha'shem yichon litzli, v'afilu lo yishob milchei melichei means some mele afilu lo yishob milchei. So he, if he cooks it big deiro, so it's awesome. It's awesome. Mashenk in here, where he didn't cook it big deiro, he cooked it al ditzli, he boiled it. So then it's muta. But if it's all be milchei, so then it's also given al ditzli. But if lo yishav be milchei, so al ditzli it's not also. Why? Again, because of nurem mishav shoyv. So let us say nurem mishav shoyv. So even if shav be milchei, so if it's all be milchei, so then it absorbed, then the melech absorbed an abundance of dam. So mele, we cannot say nur mishav shoyv. But if lo yishav b'milchei, so the melech was mavliyat, let's say just for 5 minutes. So the melech was mavliyat just a little bit of dam. So since only a little bit of dam was nivla in the chtichas boso, so mele, nur mishav shoyv. That's the sheet of the Ramo. But this is the sheet of the Ramo here. But in Teres Chatos, the Ramo paskens that if, so in Teres Chatos, so he paskens that if molchei b'lo yadoche tchilo, so v'nitz lekach is oser even If loisha b'mlechosei, shiom l'chosei, shiom l'chosei. In other words, the same way as he passes in Simen Samachteh Siv Beis. So in other words, so there is a variance between the psak of the Ramo in Teres Chatos and the psak of the Ramo here. All right. Miun lo yidicha v'le molche klau lo yimolche b'le adoche tchila v'nitz lakach muta uvivad shal yisho kar b'm lechosei b'le adoche shiyom lechosei avol msho kol kach kivim shetzolei iz osa osa v'in chiluk b'chol ze b'in avze isu shorei feis achalumi uvivad shal yiyuhu shal yiyu miluim b'beitzim oy b'sho bos avol im miluim דינום כיביש וצריכים מליח את חילו כמו לגדל לגדל ונוהגו. So he says if it's more בביצים or even בשורבוס, so then they require מליח את חילו כמו לגדל. Now that is discussed in Simen Ayin Zayin, is discussed this day. We know agul ahachmiya ki shetzelim boso beloy miliche shaloy lehafich hashfu tomit kidei sheyozev adam uvideved ein lochush vein chiluk b'chol ze bein in reitze loch lekach tzli oi reitze levashli rak sheyitzlenu tchilo kidei sheyirou lachile dahayne kichotzi tzli yose. So in other words, so the Ramos, the sheet of the Ramos is that if you boil that parsha, chotzis l'yosei, so then you're allowed to be mevashalet afterwards. As long as it's half boiled, the mashal is chelik. The mashal shita is that you're not allowed to be mevashalet chtichas boso, that was not nimach, but was just nitzle. Halfway, you're not allowed to be mevashal. In other words, according to the psak of the Ramah, so if it's half boiled, so that takes out all the dam, that is alpidin dam. And according to the Ramah, when we say that all the dam came out, only when it's completely boiled, not if it's half boiled. The whole tzli tzori chadoche, achat tzli yosei, mishum dam hadovuk. V'chei neyagin lichatchile. Miu im lo yidichei, v'afilu bishleikach is muta. In other words, the Eved, if you boiled echtichas boso, and you didn't rinse it after the boiling, so it's also muta. Because even though there might be some dry drops of blood, but that's a minimum, and it cannot asa, so it becomes bottle. But l'chatchile, he has to wash it off. V'afilu nimlach tchilo, kedim tzli yosei, v'lo yudach acharam liche, אפילו הוכה מוטה, ולא יחשינו לי דם ומלך שולו, דינור המישב שולו. And as far as the few droplets of dam are concerned, so that becomes bomb. לא ינוק אף אברידים ביי ושחיתה עושה לאיכל. Now this is all mentioned in the Torah. ואפילו, because the הלוכה is that when you shecht an off, so you are מחויב to Yamechuyev to open up to cut the jugular veins in the tzavalei in order to empty them out, empty out the blood. While it's still a little bit warm, then it's easy to empty out all the dam. But the moment it cools off, then it becomes hardened and it's not easy to empty it out. So loinok avavridim bevi shashchite oso leichlei. ואפילו צלי, עד שיחתך איבר איבר ויצ, רוצו לאכל ממנו בוסו חי, אוסר עד שיחתך וימלך. ואם ניקר הבוסו מחוטי דם, so the question is whether ניקו חוטי דם is the equivalent of חתיכה. So there are two שיטס. ואם ניקר הבוסו, I mean the two mentions two שיטס, and the מחבר mentions the same two שיטס. ואם ניקר הבוסו מחוטי דם, איך לא אפילו לא ימליך החי הוא אצלי, ואפילו כולי כאחות, ויהי שיחמיל. So, שלא לא אוכלי כולי כאחות אפילו בצלי, אלא אך אך תיחס אברינו רב שני סמונים. So, in other words, that two days, as to whether just piercing piercing the chutidam is the equivalent of chtichas achutit. The chtichas avrit. All right. Now, here in Siv Dalet, so the Mechaber mentions the three shittes that the Torah discusses. In other words, shittes asmak, shittes arashbo, shittes arashbo, and the shittes arosh. So the Rashbo is the Rashbo is the biggest mach, and the Rosh is the biggest neighbor. Yesh mi sheisei alachter b'sakim tzli sheitz aloish shaloi nimlach kol zman sheini nitzle kol tzorch kol zman sheini nitzle kol tzorch mipnei dam shenivla b'sakim. So now there's a smach that you are not allowed to cut the piece of meat that is being broiled on the fire with the saki, because since the chtichas boson did not get rid of its damas yet, so when you cut it on fire, so then the dam will be nivla in the saki, and the saki will become awesome. But to use according to the smak, to use the same shpud is all right. Why? Because the smak shita is that we do not say vis-a-vis ekele the aloche of, we do not apply vis-a-vis ekele the aloche of the mishrek shonk. Because if we did apply the aloche of the mishrek shonk, even vis-a-vis ekele, so then there would be nothing wrong in cutting the chtichas bosa or the sakin. Then there would be no problem, because the sakin couldn't absorb any dam, because dam has the tendency to drip down, not to be nivla in the sakin. But the smak shita is only vis-a-vis an echo. We apply the aloch of dam mishrek shoyin, not vis-a-vis a kele. So memele, in spite of the tendency of dam to be mishrek shoyin, it still is capable of becoming absorbed in the interior of the sakin, so the sakin becomes awesome. But the same shpud according to the smag can be used, because even though we do not apply the principle of mishrek shorik to in respect to ekele, but the principle of kibele karpelte we do apply. So mimele, we can use the same shput that was used, let's say, for boiling liver or non-kosher made meat. You can use the same spit for boiling kosher made meat. And we do not have to worry about the possibility. Now, this shput absorbed dam from the liver or from the non-kosher made meat. Mimele, now when I boil kosher made meat, and it's not told to be paid with any dam, because it has no dam. It was salted and hudach, so mele it will, so dam will be niflat from the spit, and it will be absorbed by the kosher made meat. So the smag allows it. Why? Because the smag says kibele kach peilte. So any dam that the spit absorbed from the liver or from the non kosher made meat is niflat again, because the spit is not taken out from the fire, it remains there with the same temperature. Mashein kin by sakin. So when you take a sakin and you cut the chtichas bosor on the fire, so as soon as you get through cutting it, you take away the sakin. So then you don't give the sakin opportunity to be pelet the drops of dam that it absorbs, because when you take it away, so the temperature decreases, even though it's still hot, but it's not as hot as it was while the sakin was on the fire. So mainly we cannot say kibele kach peilte, but in connection with the shpud, we can say kibele kach peilte. Suppose he'll be chetech with the sakin and he'll leave the sakin there, so then it's like shpud according to the task, but that's not the way people do. All right, but so the shita of the smag is that vis-a-vis kele we don't apply the principle of the mishrek shoyin, but the principle of kibele kach peilte we apply even to
to Ikele. The shite of the Rashbo is more chum, and his shite is that just as the aloche of the Mishrek Shorik doesn't apply to Ikele, the aloche of Yipele Kach Pelte doesn't apply to Ikele either. V'yesh mishei se Rashput shetzolu beibos abel melich. V'yesh mishei re shose al hashi satzli al Rashput לאחר שהוא סמן איש, לאחר שפוסה הבוסר מלוזי, שמו יעזר הבוסר החם ויבל ממנו. Because once you take out the shput, the blood, with the meat, so then we are afraid maybe the bosor now, while the shput was on fire in the oven, so the shput absorbed down from the bosor. Now, when you take out the shput with the bosor, you put it on the floor, so it isn't that hot, even if it is hot, but it's certainly not as hot as it was there at the time of the plie. So mimele, we are afraid. Shemo yarzer habosor acham, v'yivlemenu. It's still hot. So mimele, maybe it'll be bleya from it. Then there is the shite v'yishmatirim b'chose. That's the shite of the Rosh. Why? Because the shite of the Rosh is that we apply the principle of damishrek shorik and the principle of kibbeli kach peyutei ligabi ekele. So mele, there is no problem because the sakin couldn't absorb and the shput couldn't absorb. Mimele, the bosor couldn't absorb from the shput either, because the shput did not become contaminated. So v'yonu nizorin lechatchile u'matir midyevet. So that means lechatchile we are not allowed to use the same broiler for liver and for kosher made meat. We have to have a separate broiler for liver and non-kosher made meat, and a separate broiler for kosher made meat. And according to the Rashbo, it would be also the Eved too, according to the Rashbo. But the Eved, we rely on the Shita of the Rosh. Von nizorin lechatchile, umatir midi Eved, tzli shaloi nimlach. Now just one second, just Sifchov Aleph, and Sifchov Beis, in the Shach, v'yeish mishei yisera shput, משום נקרא בשפוט ואמרים לקבל לקח פיוט סיפחו בייס לאחר שהוא שם על איש לאחר שפוסק הבוס המלוז משמע דבידי עדיין על איש אף הוא פוסק כבור מלוז עם דם של עצמי איזמות וכן לכחתי מספרי מדברי הרן וכן מבוי בשל תגיבר ואין את הימי בוא תצורי לי פוסק מלוז עם דם של עצמי כל זמן שהוא יצא לאיש אמרינו כל מה שבלי הבוסו מן השפוט חזר ופלט. But when can we say kibeli kach peyutei if the temperature is as high as it was at the time of the bliya? So we say the same temperature that was mavliya at the end, it will be mavlide. But so mimele, as long as it's in the oven, so it's the same temperature. Enochaname, suppose, you know, in the time of the Shach, you didn't have these kind of ovens where you could regulate it. Even inside the oven, I mean, it could be higher, it could be lower. So mele, as long as it was in the oven, it had at least the same temperature, if not higher, you see. If not higher. Because the more it's on fire, so the higher the temperature becomes. But when you take it out, so then, even though it's hot, but it's less, the heat is much less than it was in the oven. It was an oven, so maybe we cannot apply the principle of kibbeli kach peyutei. But with today's ovens, where you can regulate, you can make it higher and lower, so it's possible that even if you don't take out the broiler from the oven, but you lower the temperature, so then you couldn't say kibbeli kach peyutei. So, by the time of the holds, man shu itzel eish, amrinum kol mashe belei amin abos amin ashput, chizeru peylei de kibbeli kach peyutei, udiloi ki ater ezo. So, what does the Shach say? So why is it if you don't take out the shput, so then there is no problem, because even though it absorbed, so it will be pellet again. So how does he? So he says udiloi ki aterezov shekosa, afal gav שכל זמן שהוא אצל האיש. אין חישיש עם הזה, היינו משום שכל זמן שהוא אצל האיש, הבוסו זוב הוא פלט, והוא בתורד לפלט, אין בלעיה. דילסה, אלו כי נפרשתי. So in other words, what's the machlekes between the shach and the levush? The shach says, Mashma debay de adayin aleish, afilu posak form lozik dam shel atzmeis muta. Why? Because kibay lekach peilte. But according to Levush, so even if it is the shput is still in the oven, so it's only muter as long as it continues to be zavdam. But for the moment it stops dripping down, so then according to Levush it's oser. That is totally in that machlekes reshenim that we had in the Teisves. In other words, so the Levush apparently paskens like the shite that we only say as long as echtichas boso is engaged in the process of being pale dam, so then it cannot absorb any dam. Either the tride limif dam, so is loibol. But all the other lishenes in the Teisves, the yesh meforshim and the dayin yesh leim ashite, so they say that even if the process of plaitas dam itself terminated, but as long as it's engaged in the process of plaitas siyah, so it cannot be beleya. Or according to Yesh Mefarshim, so even if it is beleya, but kibeli kach peyote. So in other words, so that the levush is in accordance with the shita of Rashi. Rashi shita there in Chum is that we only say either the tride limifla dam loibola, but either the tride limifla tzir loibola dam. According to Rashi, we don't say. And you certainly don't say kibeli kach peyote according to Rashi. So this is why he's masik. Is masik and the levush. V'yonu nizor lechatchile u'matir mideved. So matir mideved even in Isaki. You see, because we have three shittes. The Rosh is the biggest makel, and the Rashbo is the biggest machmir, and the smag, so he's in between. In other words, the smag. So he says that the aloha of kibeli kach peyote applies to kele, but the aloha of damishre choy does not apply to kele. So there are more paskins likule even in respect to Isaki. The Eved will rely on the sheet of the Rosh. So he says, "Von nizom lechatchile sifchom dimu vidas marshal bisakim vaze kosafte b'simen samachtes." In other words, miu bishput mashma das marshal kidasara. In other words, the marshal relies the Eved only on the shite of the smak. In other words, that the Eved, so he relies on the shite that we apply the principle of kibeli kach peyote vis-a-vis kele, but the principle of dam mishrek shorik we don't apply even the Eved. So he doesn't rely on the shite of the Rosh, you see. Alright. He paskens the Eved like the smak. Right now. Sifei. Sli shaloi nimlach. Vichot chay al gavi kiko. Af al pi sheyesh bikikea. Mare idem. Muta. Im nitzle at kidei sheuro lachil el rivniot. So in other words, suppose tzli that was not nimlach, so the melicha didn't draw out the blood, but you just boiled it on fire, and then you cut the piece of meat and a loaf of bread, and then you saw that the bread became red. So shouldn't that create isofik, establish isofik, maybe the tzli didn't even draw out the blood, because we see that the after it was boiled,
So and it was put on the, and it was cut on a loaf of bread, the bread became red. So the answer is no. This redness is due to the male. And the male, that fluid, is also red. As a matter of fact, one who is an expert can by simply looking at the redness of that male, so he can determine whether it's dam mamesh or is the male. And that is, the male is not considered as dam. Muta, im nitzle atkeli shoro l'achile l'rivni odom, d'hayne chotzitz l'yosi. So in other words, again, the Ramo reiterates his psak, that once it was half boiled, so then all the dam came out. Not only the kicker is muter. Suppose you squeeze out, as a matter of fact, I think that they sell it, and it has a kosher certification. They sell it, they call it blood too, and still they say it's kosher. So in other words, there's the juice that is squeezed out from a piece of meat after it was made kosher. So that is the male. So that is muta. All right. Boso shetzelim beloy milich. A neisling klitachtov likabel sham nunis hanetiv mimenu achi yitzle achi yirou laachile al ditzliyazu. Now this, we went over the Gemara inside, and the Torah mentions it. Now the Gemara in Chul. Gemara in Chum, Daf Kuf Yud Vei, Zomad Aleph. The seventh line from the end of the Omid. Omar Daf Kuf Yud Vei, Zomad Aleph. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Im anichim kli tachas boso, ad she yichle kol mare ad mume sheboy. You're not allowed to put, as the piece of meat is being boiled on fire, you're not allowed to put a kele to be mikabel the shamnunes. Regard to the bosor itself becoming osa. If the shuman wouldn't become osa, because as far as the bosar itself, so then we say that kibeli karpeute, I mean, because in other words kibeli karpeute, or because I did the torit limifledam is loibola, so mele we don't have a problem directly in connection with the chtichas bosar, but we have a problem with the shuman. So mele, the shuman that drips off, so becomes commingled with dam that drips off. So mele, the shuman becomes osa. The shuman becomes osa. So Omar Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel, imanichim kli tachas boso, ad sheyich likol mare ad mume shebo. In other words, but if the redness, the real redness, because even though male is also red, but there is a difference in the redness of male, the fluid that the hasboso has after the dam was extracted. There is a difference. So in other words, so he says, once the real redness that is due to the dam itself, not the male, disappeared, so then we know that the dam already was drawn out. So at that stage, if we see that the chtichas bosor is not red anymore, so that means that what is alpidin dam was already drawn out. So then you can put a kele beneath the chtichas bosor to accept the shum. So the Gemara has a kashim no yadinon. How do we know? How do we know whether all the dam came out or not? It's you can determine it simply by looking at it. Also, Marzutra Mishmeid Rav Popper Omar, mishetalatim rosim. So in other words, as long as there is dam in the chtiche, so then it doesn't emit any vapor. But after the dam was run out, then it starts emitting a vapor. So if we see that the chtiches bosor that is on fire, that is being boiled, is emitting the vapor, so then it's a raya that the dam was run out already. So you can put a kele to be mikabel the shuman. Maskil Ravashe, vidil metatoye moti loyle moti. Maybe the dam, too, even if you see vapor coming out, so maybe the vapor comes out because of the bottom part of the chtiche that was divested of the dam. So mimele, vapor comes out from that part. But the upper part, no vapor comes out from there because it still contains the dam. Vidil metatoye moti loyle moti, elom Ravashe. Lestly takante le mishde beitarte gal le milche umishbe. So in other words, so the only way to do it is by putting in the kele a number of particles of salt. So that will have the effect of keeping the dam separate from the shumen. And then if you put particles of salt in the kele, so then the shumen will pile up on top. And the dam that drips down will remain at the bottom, So, umishpie. So, kmei ashefi yayin lechaveire, kli mayare ashum enoel yim binachas mikli el kli, kidei shili yisarif adambe. So, this is a result of the particles of salt that you put there. V'yorisi ba'aloch esdeiles, davke nokat regla ale, kli ma miat melech, avul melech harbe, ipei sekeach adam, v'yiseyu kemayim. Alright. Now, so there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ran. The Rashbo and the Ran on one hand, and the Rosh and the Rambam on the other hand. The Rashbo and the Ran, they both say that even al yidei galile milche, even if you do put the particles of salt, so you are only allowed to put the kele to accept the shuman after it was lechol apoches partially boiled. Even though the Gemara at first said. So then the Gemara refuted it. We know Yadino. So Pidil metatoye mote iloyeloy mote. So elo Amar Ravashi. So the Gemara said elo. So the answer is at first the Gemara assumed that once it started in Rose and it was partially boiled. So then we don't even have to resort to the itse of putting particles of salt in the kele. So then the Gemara refuted. But, so the Gemara says, Elo Maravashe, less later, count el mishbe itartik al le milch. But even al yidei itartik al le milch, it's only muter to put a kele beneath the chtichas bosor to accept the shumen only after it was partially boiled. But at the very outset, before it was even partially boiled, so even al the galu milche, you're not allowed to put the kele to accept the shum. This is the sheet of the Rashi and the Rambam. The sheet of the Rosh and the Rambam is no. The Gemara, that was nitche. I mean, achiyire komare ad mumeshebei. So in other words, so that means according to Ravashi, so if you don't resort to this device of putting particles of salt, then you're not allowed to put a kele. And if you do resort to this device, then you don't even have to wait until it is partially boiled. But at the very outset, you can put a kele beneath. All right, now. So, boso shetzelim bilo miliche, eines nem kli tachto, likabil shamnunes, haneitiv mimenu, achi yitzle, achi yiroo lachil al de tzriyezu. So he doesn't even mention. he doesn't even mention the Eitzel of the Gemara of Galle Milche. Why? Because Rishonim say, Rashi says that since we are not pkin, because you see, only if you put just a few particles of salt, then it has the effect of keeping the dam separate, because then the dam will drip down to the Shulei Akli and the Shumen will be lemaila. But if you put a lot of salt, then it will be Sheva Keach Adam, so it will not be kept separate. So we have to know, so one has to be Boki, what is called moderate, I mean small quantity of salt placed in the Kele, and what is called a large quantity of salt being placed in the Kele. We are not Boki in that, so maybe we cannot rely on the device, because we are not Boki. So that's why the Mechaber says, Boso shetzelim bele milicha inesim kli tachtof legat l'sham nunes ha-neitim imenu ad she-yitzle ad she-yirou la-achila al bitzliyezu. Alright, now, the shach sifchofei boso shetzelim lo shinatu boso shetzelim ad ked itzliyezu v'koma b'sha'a shinosam b'chli shnayim v'shlishe galgar imelech muta lifi sha-melech meisher b'tivei kol adam v'shulek והשומן צוף למיילו, ואח הצלי ישב בנחס השומן למיילו, ומשלך אדם, אני שם בשולי הכלי, עד כאן לשנתו. ומבואה, ואם ניצלה עד שהוא ראו לאכילה, מוטה ליטן כלי תחתוף, אפילו לא ניסנס מלא בכלי. וכן מבואה להדי ברשבו, בתרס הבית, וזהו דעס המחבה, והיין לשקיב משניצלה שיר ראו לאכילה, דהיין לחוצץ ליוסן, וכמשיקו סברה. So then we don't have to resort to particles of salt. So, and if it hasn't reached Chotzes L'Yosei, we cannot rely according to the Mechaber. Even though the Gemara mentions we can rely, but we are not keen to determine, in determining what is considered a mute of salt, or what is considered a substantial quantity of salt. In other words, if it was half boiled, so then וכבוזוף כל דומה יומה שזו והכן אין אל מי אל בעל הבח פירש דעתו למטי רב כשהוא ראו לאכילה אלו על דגלו לי במילך ולכך תמו כן מגדילו על המחבר. In other words, the Bach assumed that the tool doesn't pasken like the Rosh, but he paskens like the Rashba and Ram. So he says only that when the Gemara says that al dikal le milcha, it's all right. So it's only after it was partially boiled that it's already roll achil. But if it wasn't partially boiled, not. Ukach tametim abdil amchaba gam tirkach hutzach litrei kol yashiv di mashi kosef atur sof simen samechtes deachatz liyosim utalivashlei hayne mishum dafiu intim tzolim abdiz bektsaz dam nizbatil bibishul bigdei rabbi miute vichol ze goram lei mipnei shechosha. ואם ניצלה חוצץ ליוסי, עדיין איז בידם. So, אבל לפי מה שכוספתי בסיפקות י' ד' ובחוצץ ליוסי כבר זב כל דמי, in other words, that's like the משל שלי. You see, where did they get the union of חוצץ ליוסי? So that the union of חוצץ ליוסי, they really got from הלכה שבס. נסבשו כמחו בטרוסוי. So there is a certain shio, Machel ben Lusoye. Ben Lusoye was not a big man, he was a gangster, Ben Lusoye. So, and Listim are accustomed to eat food when it's only partially cooked, because they never have time. They're always in a hurry. So Mimele, so that is considered, so in other words, if it's Nizbashel ki Machel ben Lusoye, so it's considered Rol Achille, because if it hadn't been Rol Achille, so Elistim wouldn't eat it either. So there is a Machlekes Rishenim in Hilcha Shabbos, there is a Machlekes Rishenim. What does Machol Prusoye mean? So some Rishenim say that Machol Prusoye means Shlish Bishl, a third cooked, not half cooked, but even less than half cooked, a third cooked. And some Rishenim say that Machol Prusoye means half cooked. I mean, this is to be determined on a quantitative basis, mathematically. In other words, what do you call half-cooked? What do you call third-cooked? In other words,
If, let's say, it takes an hour, 60 minutes, in order that it should become completely cooked, so if it was cooked for 30 minutes, so then it's half cooked. And if it was cooked for 20 minutes, so it is shlish bishul. So in other words, so we have a machlekes. We have a machlekes b'shedim l'cha Shabbos, as to whether a machl ben soye is chotzi bishul or machl ben soye is shlish bishul. Now when the Ramo says chotzi bishul here, so that's because we are machmir. Because that is machl ben soye means rou l'achilas k'tzaz miyodam. K'tzaz miyodam. Who are the k'tzaz miyodam? So the listim are the k'tzaz miyodam. So, Potena Chaname, according to the Shittes of Hashemim, that Machal Ben Soye means Shlish Bishul, so here too, it would be Shlish Bishul. But the Mashal Shitte is, no. Here, Rou L'Achile L'Kzaz Miyodom is not enough. When does it take out all the blood? Only when it's Rou L'Achile L'Kold Miyodom. But if it's not completely boiled, then it's not. So anyway, So the Bach, and the Bach assumed that the two paskens like the Rashba and the Ram, they are two limati, not like Rosh, they are two limati, Rav Kishuro l'achile all the glory of the milk, ulikach tamo, temegdelo, even though it's ro l'achile l'kzaz b'yodom, chotzibish. So it's only muter, by recourse to this device of gal and milk. So he has the kashe, the bach has the kashe against the mechaber. The mechaber doesn't mention gal and milk. So he says, and what does it mean? Not the mechaber, he's like the Ramo. He's not like the mashal. In other words, chotzibish. Chotzibish will have cooked. So then you don't even have to place particles of salt. So yes, he doesn't pask like the two, because he assumed that the two paskens like the Rashba and the Ram, but the truth is that the two doesn't pask like the Rashba and the Ram. The two paskens like the Rosh and the Rambam. This is what the Shach said. Umitirkach, lukach tamo temugdil al machaba, gam mitirkach utzach litre, kol yashiv, dimashi kosef atur, סוף סימן סמכתס, והחצו יוסי מתולד אשלי, היינו משום דאפילו, אם תמצלם עד איז בקצת דם, נסבטל בפישל, בגדירו, במיוטי, וכל זה גורם להם, כדי שחושב, אם ניצלה חוץ אצל יוסי, עדיין איז בדם, אבל לפי מה שכוסוף, בסיפקות, אפילו מה שכוספתי, בסיפקות מי"ד, ובחוץ אצל יוסי, כבר זוף כל דומי, נפלג למשל, ודליקה שמידי, והכל פה הוא פשוט, So the Mechaber is not difficult. The Mechaber doesn't mention the device of Gal and Milche because Rishenim say that in view of the fact that only a mute of dam has the effect of keeping the dam separate from the Shumen. But an abundance of dam, or not even an abundance, just a substantial, a not more than a moderate quantity, a substantial quantity of salt, not a dam. A substantial quantity of salt is so will be shaved the keyach adam, and mimele the dam will not be kept separate from the shumen. So mimele we have to be very careful in determining what is mute and what is substantial quantity of salt. In other words, if you put too little salt, so that will not have the effect of keeping the dam separate from the shumen. If you put too much salt, so it will be shame the keyach adam, so again it will not keep it separate. So you have to be a big expert in determining the exact quantity of salt that has to be placed, and we're not key in that. So because of that, we don't rely on the device. So that's the reason as to why the Mechaber doesn't mention Gal and Milche. Gal and Milche. But in a Chaname, where you do have Gal and Milche, so then it doesn't have to be Rol Achille. It doesn't have to be Rol Achille. Because the two, and the Mechaber, they pass like the Rosh and the Rambam, not like the Rashba and the Ram.
So he says, "Gav mitir kachu tzach litro liyashem asher sukos v'ator sof simen samachtez dachat v'losim v'tol v'ashrei haim mishum dafiru mitimtzolim alay diz b'kitzas dam nizbat lo bishl b'day lo b'miutei v'chol zeh gorem lay mipnei shechoshav v'im nitzle chotzis liyosei adayin iz b'y dam." So in other words, adayin iz b'y dam. So mimele, and the dam might become commingled with the shomen. So he says, since you have particles of salt, so only a little bit of the miut of dam that remained after chotzi bishul, so could commingle. So mimele to come both. This is how the Bach says, explains it. V'chol ze gorm leim tnei shechoshav v'mit v'chotz v'chuyosei adayin iz b'dam. So it's still dam, but there is much less dam. So mimele together, so with a lesser quantity of dam remaining after chotzi tzliyosei, so and having recourse to the device of gal lemilche, so then on the whole the dam that will still drip down after the chotzi bishul, so will be kept separate. But a few droplets of dam might still commingle with the shumen. So those few droplets of dam that will, might still commingle with shumen, so that will become what? This is how we explain. Avo, lifi mashe kosafti b'sivkot yudalet b'chotzis b'liyosei, kvozav kol dome, and any other fluid that comes out is not dam, even if it looks red. So that's male b'alme, it's not dam, l'kashemide. So how can he say that according to the psak of the two, so when is galule milche? When is galule milche? When is galule milche? So according a good device only. If you put the galule milche, if you put the kele with the galule milche after it was nitzla have bish, v'ulay mashikosav kol domei ulav davke v'chotzolim adolimisha b'yol miat, but that miat still has a din of dam v'eisim miat botol mimiute b'bishul mikol mokim adov aposhut kmo shikosavti v'chei muchar b'isa v'heter lehedye v'chotzit v'yosei Shuv in Bidam Klau, Sharim, Linisli called Solche, Dine Hotse to Yose, Posak Shom the Osolo Ochle, Afilu Kartsli, Mishudam Sheboy, Shepirish Mokim Lamoki, Uvihotse to Yose, Hitel Ochle, Kartsolu, Shmamino, the Behotse to Yose, Shuv in Bidam Klau, Vihay Mashmada Asache. Now there is a very important Or Hashulchan on this discussion. Now, the question is, now we have a machlekes. We have a machlekes between the Rashba and the Ran on one hand, and the Rosh and the Rambam on the other. So according to the Rashba and the Ran, this heter of putting the kele under the chtichas bosom to be mikabel the shumen is only muter after it was partially brought, that it's already rolach. It's already Rolachil. But the Rosh and the Rambam say, no. Now the question arises, the Or HaShulchan has that kashi against the Rashba, against, I mean not against the Rashba, against the Rosh and the Rambam. They are matir, and the Tur is also, not as the Bach says, that the Tur passes like the Rashba and the Rambam. So the Pashtus Loshon of the Tur is, that he paskins like the Rosh.
Now, the question is, when you resort, according to the Rosh and the Rambam, so even if it wasn't boiled at all, so you're allowed al de galle milche to put the kele beneath the chtichas basar. Alright, so the chtichas basar itself will not be belay at the dam. Because dam mishrek shorit, because kibeli kach pelte, everything, all the time. But the shumen is in contact. The shumen is in contact with the dam that drips down. That is in contact with the dam. Alright, the galle milche have the effect of keeping the dam separate. What does it mean separate? That all the dam accumulates at the bottom. And then on top, you have the shumen. So they are in contact. So the shumen is in contact with the dam. So memele, and it's hot, it's in the oven. So memele, the shumen is bileya. So even though you can separate, one is kept separate from the other, but the shumen is still in contact. So the lower layer consists of dam, the lowermost layer that is on the shulei hakli consists of dam, and the upper layer consists of shumen, but they are in contact with each other. So the shumen is nivla. The shumen is nivla. The dam is nivla in the shumen. And then Rishenim say that the kele becomes osa. Why? Because the dam drips down on the shule. On the shule a kele, so the mele, it's absorbed by the kele. So the kele is osa. So the mele, the shumen, should also be osa because it is bilea, even though it is kept separate. But it is in contact with the kele, it is in contact with the dam. So the mele, it should be nesa from the dam, from the kele. So how can the Rosh and the Rambam say that the shuman is muter? The shuman should become osa. This is his kash. So he says the Rosh Hashulchan says so that's the kash that is raised by the Bes Yosef. So the Bes Yosef and the Drisha say they ask that kash. Why isn't the shuman osa? Why doesn't the shuman become osa from the kele? Rishenim say that the kele becomes osa because it's below the dam. And from the dam itself? So the Bes Yosef and the Drisha say that the chiven shein akli munach alo eish nei shehu belei amidam hanetif liseichei cham mikol mokim eni kedai leeser zashum. Since the kele is not munach alo eish, the kele is put beneath. So, and the dam drips down into the kele. So even though it's ham, but it's not whole lesser sashim, and any kedai lesser sashim. The question is, why not kedai? What kedai? So the Or HaShulchan says, because the metzias is, when dam drips down from echtichas boso, it doesn't drip down in a continuous flow. Just drop by drop. So memele, it's a keluach hanifzak. And the keluach hanifzak, and the keluach din hadam hanetiv lizichakli, tif achatif, loichomer yeisa miklisheni, kim de nifzak hakeluach. Because what if it's nifzak hakeluach, so then it's not considered like iru. Iru is mivashel kediklipe. If the iru is a continuous flow, if let's say you pour hot water from a tikka in a continuous flow, so then it's mavliya kiriklipe. But if it's a keluach hanifzak, there is no continuity of flow, then it has a din of a klishen. So mele, since this is what the Bes Yosef means, since the dam drips tif, in other words, not in a continuous flow, so it has a din of a klishen. And we pask, the Agisheni would say that Klisheni also asks. He's also Mavliya. The Agisheni. Who are those Klisheni that say that Klisheni is also Mavliya? That's the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba and the Ran happen to hold that Klisheni is Mavliya. But we pask, most of the Shita of most Klisheni is that Klisheni is not Mavliya. Plesheni is not Mavliya. In other words, even if it is Mavliya, so it's Mavliya minimum. So it becomes what? In other words, Plesheni, we pass the Eved that Plesheni is not Mavliya enough that it should ask. If it is Mavliya, it drop or two, so then that becomes what? So the Mela, this is what the Bes Yosef means. He says, Nei shi b'leya mitam anaitiv l'seichem. So he can see this b'leya. But it's klisheni. Klisheni is not mavliya. But a miut, a drop or two, it can be mavliya. But then the tasa, that becomes bottle. So mikomo keminikidai l'eser hashumen. But the Raj, so that's the reason as to why the Rajbo and the Ram, they say that when are we allowed to put a kli together with particles of salt in it, only when it was half boiled. But if it wasn't boiled at all, you're not allowed to put a kele. Why? Because then the shuman will become osir. Because the kele becomes osir on account of the fact that it absorbs the dam. And then, and so maybe the shuman will become osir from the kele and also from the dam itself, because the shuman, even though it's off the milo, but it still is in contact with the dam, so maybe it'll absorb from the dam. It's true that that dam is a klisheni because it doesn't drip down from the chtichas boso. It doesn't drip down from the chtichas boso in a continuous flow, but so maybe it's like a klisheni kelua hanifzak. But the sheet of the Rashi and the Ram is that klisheni is also mavliya. So the question is, so why, Monefsheh, if Klisheni is also Mavliya, if Klisheni is also Mavliya, so because of that he says that when can you put a kele only if it was half boiled? So then the question arises against the Rashi and the Ram, Monefsheh. If they agree with the Shite of the Mechaber and the Ramo that once it was half boiled, then all the dam came out, so Zafkola dam, and the fluid that comes out after it was half boiled, so he's only male Baalme. So why does he have to resort to the Eitze of Galgle Michle? He should be able to put the Kele because all the dam was already Nizem. But what you say now? He agrees, the Rashbo and the Ram agree with the Shite of the Marshal. That until it was completely boiled, so any fluid that comes out, any fluid has a din of dam. So the question arises, and the Rashbo and the Ram Shite is that klisheni is mavliya. So why is it better? Why is it better to resort to the itze of gaul milche after it is half boiled? Monefshech, if half boiled means that all the dam came out, so we don't have to resort to gaul milch. And if half boiled is not enough, it has to be completely boiled. And the sheet of the Rashi and the Ram is that klisheni is mavliya. So even with the eitze of gaul milch, but the kele will still become osir because the dam that will drip down from the chtichas boso, even though it will be in bekeluach hanipsak from the fire, so it will still have a din of dam. So it will ask the kele. So maybe the shuman will become osir from the contaminated kele. So the Or HaShulchan says that obviously the Rashbo and the Ram do not agree with the shite of the Marshal. Because if they had agreed with the shite of the Marshal that it must be completely boiled, so then there wouldn't be any eitze of galle milche after it is half boiled, because whatever dam will drip down after it was half boiled is also dam, and that will be nivla in the kele. So mimele the shuman will become osir because of the contamination of the kele. But the shite of the Rashbo and the Ram is like the mechaber, and I mean the tour and the mechaber and the ramo, that chotzi bishul is enough. But with the rabbonon, it's also mishumarasayim. So mishumarasayim, it's not the real isadam. Even with the rabbonon,
it's not a real Isadam. You could ask, I mean, it's anyway, it's Midrabanan, because Damshin is Bashail is only Midrabanan. But Damshin is Bashail is a real Isa, involves a real Isa Midrabanan. But here, after it was half boiled, so any fluid that comes out, even though it looks like Dam, Alpidin is male Balme. But Mishumar Asayim it's us. Because people say, this person is eating Dam. People who are ignorant will say, this person is eating. He is eating Dam. So because of Marasayin, the Rashba and the Ran hold that you have to boil the Chazboso completely, not only have Bishol. So since it only involved, so because of that, because of this, so actually if not for Marasayin, after it is have boiled, you would be allowed to put a Kele beneath the Chazboso without putting salt in it. But because of Marasayin, so let's say anyone will see that you put a kele without salt and they'll see red drops dripping down, he'll say the person is eating dam. So because of that, he's mechuyev to put dalle milk. This is what the Oruch HaShulchan says. Now, the next thing. Eifeis oigdoyim shemimalele moisei boso sheloi nimlach. So that's a Gemara in Psoch. Case Atzel. That Haimil Yosesha. In other words, that we say, Kibelikach Pilte, in regard to Tzli, even if the Eif has a certain feeling, is filled up by Bosom. So we still say Kibelikach Pilte. So Eif is so Igdoib. Shemimal may say Bosom Shalimimach. So if or Igdi was filled up with boso, and that boso was not nimlach im litzli zmuta afilu piyam lemayla, even though the mouth, the opening is on top. You could say, when can we say kibelikach pilte if the mouth is at the bottom? So then we say kibelikach pilte, there is an outlet through which, but if the pay is the mouth is lemayla, so then there isn't a real outlet from which it will be niflat. So, komash mono no. Afilu piyam lemaylo. We say kibelikach pilte. Vafilu im nimlach achitze. Avilu achitze. In other words, you have an eif, and then, let's say, here is the eif, and here you put a certain feeling of boso in that eif, and you are meleachet on the outside. So, even in such a case, it is still muta. Why? Because, but we should say, if it's nimlach achitzein, so dam will be niflat. The chitzein was nimlach, and the feeling, the boso that was put in as a feeling inside was not nimlach. So memele, that the meliche on the outside of the eif will be pale the dam, and then that will be absorbed by the feeling inside. So, and we cannot say that I did it tride limifla dam libale, because the feeling itself was not nimlach. So it's still muta. Why? Dichmoi shebileya dam hamiluim kach pelte. True. When you are meleach the outside, so then it is spoiled down from the eif itself, and the feeling was not nimlach, so it's not told in the process of being spoiled down. So mele, it's capable of absorbing the dam that the outside eif is spoiled, but it will, whatever it absorbs, it will be spoiled again. Dichmoi shebilei adam hameluim kachbe rikolshku. Im nimlach apnimi velo yachitzi visho dinure. If the feeling was salted and the chitzin on the outside you didn't salt, so it's certainly muter. Why? Dinure mishef shoyi hadam min achitzin veinenivla bipnim ulikteire osach. But if you want to cook it in the deira, So, oser as sheyim lach achitzn livadei, upnimi livadei. Upnimi livadei. So then, you have to salt the eiv and the pnimi. Avolim lach hashem milei, after he put a feeling, molach achitzn. So first, he put the boso inside the eiv. And then, he was melei ad achitzn. So einei mafli dam shebipnimi. So then, so the melach cannot be mafli the dam from the filling. V'chol ze b'deved. Avu lechatchile ein le'aseis. So this is the gemara in Pesachim daf ein dalet that haimul yase shore because kibele kach bele. V'chol ze b'deved. Avu lechatchile ein le'aseis shumul yase rakim nimlechu shneim. In other words, we shouldn't boil an off or a gdi with a filling of basar inside unless you salted the eif separately and the filling separately. V'chol ze mayre she'im b'mulay sezu rak basar yasovim avol im yeshom beitzim hanikroshim dinei kilu nizbashlo b'gdir. If it has Beit Manikroshim, so then it prevents the whole process of Kibbele Kachpelte. Kibbele Kachpelte. Ve'afil b'devet, yesh le'aseir im lo'inim l'chushneim. Boso sh'lo'inim lach v'lo'yehudach, sh'nitzle im boso sh'nim lach v'yehudach, is mutadevet. So if boso that was not nimlach and not hudach, if it was nitzle, together with boso, that she nimlach v'yehudach is mutadevet. Avol chatchile also litzle is boso she nimlach im a boso she nimlach v'afil hudach. Hateifel botzeik be'eif shelo nimlach. So in other words, if someone puts flour in an eif that was not nimlach, so the Gemara in Pesachim says the Gemara gives three klolim. The Gemara in Pesachim da find out. One klal in respect to smide, and smide means flour that is crude, not very fine. And then wheat flour, smide is wheat flour that is crude, that is coarse, not very fine. And then another klal the Gemara mentions in connection with wheat flour. That is very fine, very minute. And the third cloud, the Gemara mentions in connection with the flour of other minim of grain, barley, oats, rye, not wheat. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, it all depends. If he put in smide, in other words, wheat flour that is coarse in the eif, so then it is muter even if it became red, even if the flour became red, even if it's acid. Why? Because we say kibele kachpelt. Mashenke, if he filled it up with wheat flour that is very fine and minute, so then it's oser even if the flour did not assume a red appearance. Why? Because on account of the minuteness of the flour, so we do not say kibele kach peyote. It's too small to be peyote. That is in regard to wheat flour. So it depends. If it's coarse wheat flour, so then it's always smoother, even if it became red. And if it's minute and fine wheat flour, so it's always osir. If it's coarse, so it's always smoother, because kibele kach peyote. But if it's fine, minute, wheat flour, so it's always osir, even if the flour didn't become red. Suppose you filled up the eif with the flour of other minim, rye, oats, so on. So then it depends. If it became red, so then it's osir. But if it didn't become red, so then it's... So, but this is what Gemara says. But the Rishonim say that we are not bucky
in determining what is considered coarse wheat flour, what is considered minute fine wheat flour, what is really red and what is just a little reddish but not really red. So because of that, so we ask
Hatefil Botzik Bey Shaloy Nimlach Aval Gavdi Bigmore Maflik Mismidel Shokimche Uvin Asmik Lele Asmik Anan Hashteloy Pkeinom Bimilse Uvichol Gavdi Yishlaser Afilu Nimlach Vishok Limliche Vakein Hu Mudach Aval Nimlach Aval Nimlach Vishok Limliche Vakein Udach Muta Bechol Gav Vidavkil Tapu Bibotzikosia Aval Mutel Limshea Bishemen Uvitsir Bosso Shalinimlach דאין זה מעקב הפליטי. ופשטידי יש לי קונדיל בישל בגדירה, בין לכולה בין לחומרה.
In other words, you see, פשטידי is even more חומר than ביצים הנכרושים. Because ביצים הנכרושים, there are many רישיינים who say that ביצים הנכרושים do not prevent the process of קיבל לקח בלדי. We ask that it does prevent the process of קיבל לקח בלדי. מה שאין כי פשטידי, so all the פוסקים agree that Pashtide prevents the process of Kibele Kachbele. All right. So that is good.